clean water.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Whose heart is aching for breaking its vow? You had your way. Now you must pay, and I'm glad that you're sorry now.
In these early weeks, access to healthcare.gov has been a miserably frustrating experience for way too many Americans, including many who have waited years, in some cases their entire lives, for the security of health insurance. I am as frustrated and angry as anyone with the flawed launch of healthcare.gov. So let me say directly to these Americans, you deserve better. I apologize.
You go home and write, I am very sorry for what I did. And then maybe, just maybe, mind you, you'll find something in your stocking tomorrow morning.
And what might be in that stocking tomorrow morning?
That stocking might just contain some genetically modified sweets. What do you think?
Yeah, a little high fructose corn syrup there.
What do you think, Robert? What do you think,
Robert?
RSP?
Oh. No,
is he not here today?
No, he is not here.
Oh, okay. So who am I talking
TMB
to here?
It's TMB and what?
Super Don.
I don't have an acronym. I need an acronym. That's not cool, man.
You're Super Don, man. Super Don is you.
All right.
You be
okay.
Super Don.
TMB
right.
And Super
TMB
D.
And Super
there
Don.
We go.
Super D. Yeah, anyway, folks, Robert is actually flying somewhere right now. I don't even know where he's going, Don. Where's he going?
He
to?
Never tells us. You know, he's like Jason Bourne. Like the Bourne identity.
Yeah.
I don't know where Robert is.
He's flying to parts unknown at this moment, so he's asked me and Super Don to host for him today. So this will be fun. I always enjoy getting a chance to chat with you, SD, Superman.
Thank you. Super D.
Who was that? Was that Sebelius in the clip?
That was Kathleen Sebelius this morning testifying before Congress. And, you know, that's basically how she started off her testimony, saying, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I was watching last night on the news about, you know, a lot of grandstanding going on. You had people that were hammering in the point, you know, Obama lied. Obama said that we could keep our health plan, we could keep our doctor, we could keep the same hospital, and now we're not able to. Yeah, of course, that was a lie. Of course, it wasn't a lie. It was an unfortuitous combination of words. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. They asked people the point blank, did he lie? Well, he didn't speak the truth, but I wouldn't call it a lie. Look, I got kids. You got kids. If I ask my
As Rush Limbaugh would say, Ty, you're sadly mistaken. You do not understand that Obama is the Antichrist.
Well, here's the deal. It's just, it's not just Obama. It's any leader that's accused of lying, all the way back to Clinton. What the meaning of the word is, look, if you ask your kid something and they tell you something that's not true, it's a lie. It's not a miscombination of words and so forth.
Well, listen, I mean, there's definitions of lying, right? I mean, you've got outright lying. You've got lies of omission. You've got maybe a white lie, you know. Do I think this was a sinister plot by Barack Obama to try and screw everybody in America and try and bring down the... Yeah, I don't know. I don't give him that much credit. I don't think he's that smart. You know?
He's barely a rung above Bush in intelligence.
He's a good guy. Listen, he's a good guy. He's a likable guy. He's a fairly intelligent guy, very articulate guy. I'd probably have fun playing basketball with him, you know? But
From what I've seen, you'd probably beat him pretty badly.
All right. Well, what? See, now we're bashing him again. But listen,
No, you're not bashing him. I'm bashing him.
Oh, well, whatever. Anyway, yeah, whatever. Whatever. You know, there's somebody. We've got a great clip of Sebelius that you guys are going to love when you hear this. But the point I'm making is that, listen, Obama's not the man behind the curtain. Okay, and
we can agree on that. He's answering to someone much higher.
He's the figurehead. He gets to take the blame and he gets to take the credit, whether it's something he deserves or doesn't. But in any case, Sebelius, on the other hand, I think, you know, with her, the buck has to stop with her. She's the one. And if you notice, all along, she's been avoiding having to try and testify. Avoiding, you know, I'm sorry. I believe I've got a dentist appointment. I can't make it to testify this morning. Finally, this morning, she showed up. And it was rather entertaining, the things that happened during the testimony this morning.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. This first clip here, this is a clip of Greg Harper asking her about who's to blame for the Obamacare failure. Here's how it went down.
While I think it's great that you're a team player and you're taking responsibility, it is the president's ultimate responsibility, correct?
You clearly, whatever. Yes, he is the president. He is responsible for government programs.
Whatever.
That's a nice response there.
Have you ever seen that movie Mean Girls?
Uh-uh.
The one, it's got like Lindsay Lohan. That's one of the things, you know, it's like the teenage girls, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we got a whatever moment from Kathleen Sebelius this morning. It was great.
That's too funny. Well, you know, she is head of HHS, so you'd think that the butt was supposed to stop with her, right?
No.
I mean, you would think so.
I mean, she was the person to put this together. She was the one that was in charge of, you know, I mean, ultimately, if you really want to get technical about it, Barack Obama is the one that is responsible for everybody underneath him, especially when things go wrong, right? So, you know, yeah, okay, technically I could say, Obama, you are to blame, because he was out there selling it just as much, if not more, than she was. And he was out there making promises. So, you know, there's a lot of blame to go around here. But obviously what Greg Harper was trying to do was to get her to admit that Barack Obama was wrong, because that's what the Republicans want to hear, and we need a soundbite to play on the evening news. So,
right.
Anyway.
Well, do you think that she would enroll in Obamacare?
Well, you know what? Representative Billy Long attempted to try and ask her about this, and this particular exchange was rather good. There's Billy Long asking Kathleen Sebelius, would you be willing to do what you want the rest of the American people to do?
If it is, if it's possible for you to forego your government program you have now, will you tell the American public that, yes, I will go into the exchanges next year like everyone else?
Sir, the way the law is written...
It's a yes or no. Let's say that you're wrong on that. Yes or no. If you're wrong, will you? Yes or no?
I don't want to give misinformation to the American public.
You what?
Who may be... I don't want to give misinformation.
I want you to go home and research it. If you're wrong, will you go into the exchanges?
If
you can, will you? That's a yes or no. If you can, will you?
I will take a look at it. I don't have any idea.
That's not an answer. That's not a yes or no.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
You're the architect of the whole program, and you won't go into it with the rest of the American public.
I would not say that, sir. I think it's illegal for me to...
If it's not illegal, if it's legal, will you go in?
Gentlemen.
Affordable coverage.
Come on in, the water's fine.
Come on in, the water's
fine. Wow. Wow, man. That square dance was something else, wasn't it?
That was something. Wow.
Yeah.
I would say the backstory to this is there may
be a technicality where she would not legally be able to, but all he wanted to do is have her say, if it were legal for me to do it,
right,
I would be willing to do it. She wouldn't say it.
And she wouldn't say that. I would say that she just had her butt handed to her in a brief 60-second clip.
She did. And actually, it was funny. Right after that, her mic was still live, obviously, because she's giving testimony. But I guess she didn't realize that this could be picked up. Hot Mike, okay, and we love Hot Mike moments because some of the really coolest stuff, you know, gets recorded and we get to hear it. Here she is on this hot mic right after she got grilled by Billy Long. Listen to what she says.
Madam Secretary,
don't do this to me.
I'd like you to answer.
Don't do this to me. She's like, I'm getting slammed on national TV here. Please don't do this anymore.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that was that C-SPAN? Was that on C-SPAN?
That was, well, yeah, it was on C-SPAN, but, you know, all the major networks were, I think, were carrying at least a portion of it. So that, but, you know, that is a, go ahead.
No, I think the bigger issue is, from what I've been hearing about the website and the encryption or the lack thereof, that is basically putting the proprietary and confidential data of American taxpayers that are trying to sign up, you know, trying being the imperative word there, you've tried to sign up, you couldn't, it's putting their data at risk because the website's not secure, right?
It is, and outside of the fact that it's unconstitutional and all these things, you know, all these other problems that we have with it, the problem with the website specifically is that we've seen stories about this where there have been problems with security. And Representative Mike Rogers brought this up, and I thought this was a really good part of this debate. Here's Mike Rogers asking her about the security of the website.
And so let me tell you what you did. You allowed the system to go forward with no encryption on backup systems. They had no encryption on certain boundary crossings. You accepted a risk on behalf of every user of this computer that put their personal financial information at risk because you did not even have the most basic end-to-end test on security of this system. Amazon would never do this. Pro Flowers would never do this. Kayak would never do this. This is completely an unacceptable level of security. And here's the scary part. We found out after the contractors last week that an end-to-end test hadn't been conducted on security, not functionality, because if it's not functioning, you know it's not secure.
Wow.
I mean, listen, what more can you say? Now, no Mike Rogers goes on to say more, and we'll talk, maybe cover this after the break, but wow, slam, right?
That is a slam. That's amazing. In light of the fact that you've got millions of Americans trying to sign up for Obamacare, their data is not secure. There is no encryption. That's really unbelievable. Hey, let's take a break. Super Don, we'll get back. Let's listen to a couple more clips and see what Sebelius says in response to that, okay?
This is going to be some amazing stuff. So listen, the lines are open, 866-939-2355. Call in now. What do you think about this? What do you think about Obama? Did you watch Sebelius this morning? Good stuff. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We're back. Well, hey, listen, man, I want to hear the rest of this discussion with Sibelius. Yeah. I want to know what else is going on. Let's listen to these clips, man.
A little bit of a cliffhanger there going into the break there, but
yeah,
you know, Mike Rogers
I was on pins and needles.
Really nailed Sibelius on how the lack of security on the website, as people were being told to sign up, was just appalling compared to just, you know, a lot of other websites out there. So Mike Rogers continues here to kind of hit it home as to the failure of the security of healthcare.gov.
Your ongoing hot patches without end-to-end tests. The private contractors told us it would take a very thorough 2 months just for an integrated end-to-end security test that I'll tell you has not happened today. Why? Because you're constantly adding new code every night to protect the functionality of the system. You have exposed millions of Americans because you all, according to your memo, believed it was an acceptable risk. Don't you think you have the obligation to tell the American people that we're going to put you in this system, but you beware, your information is likely to be vulnerable? Would you commit today, Secretary, to shut down the system and give an end-to-end security test so that these Americans can have...
No. It's an acceptable risk. It's an acceptable risk when it's everybody else except for the people that are in charge.
I mean, listen, she did not dispute a single thing that he had to say there. Did not dispute a single thing. And as he pointed out, Amazon wouldn't do this.
Mm-mm.
Pro Flowers wouldn't do this.
Kayak
wouldn't do this. But you're telling me that a healthcare thing that you put together that went through, you know, Congress, went to the
right.
Supreme Court, that people didn't want, that's now being forced on people and everybody's being sold to go to, that you would put that out there for the entire country to force them to have to put their information into it, and you will not make sure it's secure?
Yeah, and that's the imperative word you just said, to force, because this is not an option like Amazon or Kayak or ProFlowers. This is mandatory health insurance that you have to sign up for eventually.
We're not and buying a fruit basket for grandma.
Yeah.
This is
forced health care that you have to sign up for, and the website is putting your data at risk. It's unbelievable.
It
and you're right. She did not dispute any of his stipulations at all. She agreed to them, basically.
She did not. Now, it's funny because, you know, Mike Rogers got, you know, he got shut down, basically. And Kathleen Sebelius was given an opportunity to respond. Now, pay very close attention to what Sebelius has to say here, because it's all political speak, and it's interesting the way that it goes down. Here she is explaining herself.
Yeah.
Does the Secretary wish to respond briefly?
Sir, I would just say this document is a document signed by Administrator Kavner, which discusses mitigation strategies for security that are ongoing and upgraded, and a authorization to operate on a permanent basis will not be signed until these mitigation strategies are satisfied. It is underway right now, but daily and weekly monitoring and testing is underway.
Mr. Chairman, there are people using this system today, and she's just admitted again the system isn't secure nor has it been.
Mr. Chairman, she didn't admit that. You said it, but she didn't say it.
She did say it.
Yes, she did.
She did say it.
She did say it. Now, did you recognize the voice there? She didn't say that. You said that. That was Henry Waxman. I can't stand that. I mean, the man with nostrils the size of the Grand Canyon. Listen. She did admit that it's not secure, okay?
They said
they're putting mitigation strategies in place.
Yes.
What are mitigation strategies?
Mitigation strategies are strategies that are put in place to minimize existing problems. So
that's right.
By reducing the
severity of a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, so by saying that they're implementing not only mitigation strategies, but they're ongoing, she's admitting that, yes, there are problems, but we're actually trying to fix them while millions of Americans are attempting to sign up on the website. This almost smells like Americans are becoming a beta test for this
That's right.
project.
Basically, look, she said the website has not been authorized for permanent status, which means it's still unsecure. We are all taking part in a beta test of something where we're inputting our financial information into it. That's
not
right.
The only difference, Super Don, between this and a normal beta test is that normally if you're involved with a beta test, you're made aware of it up front.
And there's
you
a
sign
disclaimer.
Some of the disclaimer.
Yes.
That, that you know that you're not that hold harmless for the beta test. Unbelievable.
Oh, man. So I don't know. Should we take some calls? Call us. What do you think? How do you like being forced into taking a beta test?
We'll be right back, folks. Thank God.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the form formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Have we gone soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott.
Go. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Where's Robert? Where is RSV?
Parts unknown. Parts unknown, folks. He's going to parts unknown today. Ty Bollinger here along with Super Don, keeping you company. Don, before we get back to Obamacare, I wanted to let you know that I found a really great brand new truck online, and I was just wanting you to buy it for me.
Well, you know, I mean, we gotta do our part, you know. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country, right?
Yeah, I mean, as long as long as it's free to me, I'm all in favor of it. So, you know, if you don't mind too much, I can send you the link.
Wait a minute. How is it free to you if I buy it, though?
Well, I don't have to pay anything for it, right?
Yeah, but where's the money coming from? Oh, wait a minute. It's coming from me. Oh, it's not free for me.
It's coming from you. Well, yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's coming from some of my
taxes.
That
doesn't seem fair. Why should I buy you a truck?
Well, I mean, you have more than I do.
Why do I feel like we're doing an episode of Sesame Street?
why do I feel like who's on first with Abbott and Costello? Third base. No, the reason I brought that up is a feeble attempt at humor here. There's an article that was posted today that I sent over to you.
Yep.
It tells the story of a lady that was all in favor for Obamacare until she found out she was actually paying for it.
Right.
Now, here's a quote. It's a lady named Pam. And let's see, she's out in California. She says, I was all for Obamacare until I found out I was paying for it. And in other words, translation, I thought I could mooch off of everybody else, but now that I found that I actually have to work to pay for it, I don't really like it quite as much. You know, that's the thing. It's an awesome idea when everybody else is paying for it. You know, one of the scumbag capitalist, do-gooders that wants to make money on their own and actually build a business. As long as they got to pay for it, it's okay. But when you actually have to pay for it, not quite as great of an idea. I just think it's funny how the mindset of people change when they find out that they're not going to be able to mooch off of others.
Yeah, well, look, and there were so many promises that were made. I mean, I hate to say it, I'm falling into it, the lies. Yeah, there were some lies that were told, but, you know, it was a big sales job that was done there where just everybody thought that they were going to get everything for free. There's a great clip I like to play from when Obama got elected. And there's a lady that is just falling all over herself. She's, I can't believe this day came. I'm not going to have to worry about putting gas in my car. I'm not going to have to pay my mortgage.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm just like, what? And, yeah, a lot of people thought with Obamacare they were just going to get free health insurance.
Mm-hmm. They really believed it.
Yeah.
They really believed that.
Surprise.
I don't believe that those in charge of implementing Obamacare ever believed that. Not naming anybody in specific, but just that those that actually understood the way the law is written, there's no doubt that was not going to happen. It was a big sales job, like you mentioned.
Well, and listen, it's not even free. I mean, the free thing, I think, was ridiculous. If anybody thought you were going to get free health care through this thing,
there's nothing free.
No.
If somebody's paying for it.
That's right. And the other thing, though, I think that is really causing a lot of anger out there is not the fact that it was free. It was the fact that they thought that their premiums were going to be lower. And what we're finding is that they're not. They're higher, and some of them very substantially higher.
Yes, 62% on average, 62% on average higher for women and 99% on average higher for men. So almost doubled. For men, and that's an old statistic from about a month ago. I'm not sure if that is still accurate because
we're seeing some headlines out there where there are some very extreme cases. There are some extreme cases.
Here in Texas, Mike Adams put out an article yesterday. What, some 530-something% increase?
Yeah.
Outrageous.
And, I mean, there was another one in the testimony this morning. One of the representatives, it was interesting, got one of those cancellation letters that we've been talking about where people are getting letters from their health insurance carriers saying, we've had to cancel your insurance because it doesn't match up with what it is Obamacare is saying. And he got one of those, and he was reading it, and his insurance premiums, I believe he said, were going up 162%. This was, like, I think in Missouri. So not only was he wrong about you get to keep your health insurance if you like it, you get to keep your doctor if you like them, and your insurance premiums are going to be cheaper. Now everybody's finding out they're losing their health insurance, they don't get to keep their doctor, and their premiums are going up.
which leads me to the axiom by which Charlene and I live. If somebody on the mainstream media or in politics tells us something, we believe exactly the opposite, and that's probably close to the truth.
Right.
And that's what we're doing. Regardless of whether you've got a Republican or Democrat in office, it doesn't matter. Just believe the opposite, and you'll be pretty close to the truth. Now, it's interesting. You know, we talked about Texas premiums going up at 500%+, according to an article that Mike published yesterday. Mike also published an article here, I think it was today. Texas is one of 36 states in which Obamacare could be ruled to be illegal. And here's why. There's a specific clause in the law that says actually it repeats it twice in the law, that you must buy insurance through an exchange that's established by the state. But the problem is there's 36 states that have decided not to open up an exchange. And so the law does permit that the government can come in and open the exchanges for the states, but at that point it doesn't allow the tax credits, which everybody wants, right, to reduce the cost of the health insurance. Those right. tax credits cannot be offered to somebody who bought the insurance through an exchange that was set up by the feds, which is going to be the case in 36 states. So, you know, apparently nobody noticed that this little glitch in the system. But
whoops.
Yes, the IRS... The IRS is trying to remedy this by redefining what an exchange means, okay? Which is unconstitutional, right? I mean, the IRS can't do that. You can't rewrite law. The IRS is supposed to follow laws that are written, but they're not supposed to change laws. They're not supposed to change definitions. But they tried to remedy that by changing the definition of what an exchange is. But in the end, what this means is that in 36 states, Obamacare actually could be ruled illegal. This lawsuit actually might have some legs to it, Super Don.
Yeah, and I think it's just one of many that we're going to see as a result of this just absolute train wreck that we're seeing
yeah.
here. Because, you know, the big thing that's on a lot of people's mind, and a good point, valid point that's been brought up, is, you know, the penalties and the fines. You know, if you don't sign up by such and such date, then you're going to have to pay a fee. You're going to have to pay right. a fine. Well, you know what? If your dang website doesn't work and I can't sign up, then you're going to have to delay this thing. If they don't delay it, then how are they supposed to go after people on these fines and fees when they're forcing them to sign up for something that's impossible to sign up for?
Yeah. We have optional health insurance that's actually mandatory, that you have to sign up on a website that doesn't work. And if you don't buy it, which you can't buy it because the website doesn't work, then we're going to penalize you. But it's not really a penalty. It's a tax. But it's not really a tax because that would be unconstitutional. So actually, it is a penalty. It's crazy, Don. The goalposts gets moved constantly with this thing. It's hard to even tell what law we're talking about because the verbiage gets changed. The definitions get changed. In the end, though, it makes no sense to fine somebody for something which they are unable to do. They're unable to comply with the law, but you're going to fine them if they can't comply.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, somebody that I like to, you know, that we talk about a lot here on the show, somebody I worked with, you know, for a long time that I really respect is Jerry Doyle. And this morning, he put on his Facebook that he received one of those cancellation letters, like a lot of other people have. And he, you know, he's very bold. I mean, Jerry doesn't pull any punches. And in his response back to his insurance carrier, he says, you know what? What if we all stop paying our federal income taxes? What if we all refuse to pay any and all federal taxes until fiscal responsibility is restored? What are they going to do? Throw all of us in jail? That is a pretty bold thing to say, isn't it?
I like Jerry even more now, and I liked him before, but
yes.
I like him even more now.
Yep.
You know, it's interesting here at Super Don in this article. There's a clause here that I noticed. It said, let's see where it is. Apparently, no one noticed this glitch when the long and complicated bill worked its way through the House and Senate. It didn't work its way through the House and Senate. Man. That's a crock. It worked its way through Reed and Pelosi's back room, is what it did.
Well, you've got to pass the bill to know what's in it, right?
We've got to pass it before we know what's in it. Anyway, but you know, according to the PolitiSpeak 2013, they didn't really rewrite the laws. They're just rewriting the definitions, right?
Right.
It goes back to the definition of what is with Bill Clinton. That's where it all started.
Right.
But, you know, regardless, if you're not you don't work for an insurance company or anything, do you, Super Don? You're not an undercover insurance agent.
No.
You're not,
you know, I don't even have insurance. I don't need insurance. I work for Robert Scott Bell.
Well, what do I need insurance for? The reason I ask you if you're a clandestine insurance agent is because the White House has ordered insurance companies not to criticize Obamacare. So I just wanted to make sure before we got a phone call from the White House, we're criticizing Obamacare. There was a segment on Anderson Cooper 360 last night, and he revealed that he had an insurance. Let's see, who was it? Griffin. What's his name? So and so Griffin. Blah, blah, blah. Basically, if you speak out against Obamacare, if you are quoted, you are going to get a call from the White House and be pressured to be quiet, several sources have told him. So controlling the dialogue, right? Yeah, I mean, come on. Come on, you're going to call people or call an insurance agent or an insurance company that criticizes Obamacare. That reminds me of what was it a call last week? I think it was Sean Hannity called to try to to sign up for Obamacare, much like you were trying to do a few weeks ago.
Right.
And he got a hold of a very articulate African American lady down in Florida, and he talked to her for a while. And on the phone, she admitted that, hey, nobody is able to sign up. The system doesn't work. I mean, he had a really good comment. Well, she got fired the next day.
And yeah, so I heard about. Yeah, was that the one that the person that tweeted and got fired for? Or maybe that's another one, because that's not a unique thing. There have been people that have been getting canned.
Tweeting,
I don't believe negatively. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she got canned for tweeting. She just was, he was on, and he let her know that it was a radio host, and talked to her for a while, and she just admitted on the air that the whole system is broken, nobody can sign up, and that the whole Obamacare to this point is nothing more than a giant train wreck, and she got fired the next day. So anyway, to his credit, Hannity had her on the show, and she had more job offers the next day than she knew what to do with. Anyway, sounds like we got some music coming in for the break, so can you hang on for a little while, Don? We can keep talking about this. This is kind of fun.
Yeah, well, I'll hang on as long as you want me here. But if you got something to say, give us a call. 866-939-2355, 866-939-2355. What do you think about this Obamacare topic? Let us know what you think. We will be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
For
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Scott Bell Show, but Robert is, he's on the road. He's not here, so I get to hang out with Ty.
This is the Super Don Show today.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having fun. I love it.
It's great. It's great talking to you. Yeah.
Ty Bollinger, filling in for Robert Scott Bell. Here he is. There you go.
Am I supposed to talk now?
Yes, it's your turn now.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, well, you know, Super Don, I got a question for you.
Hmm.
And that might lead us to today's
moment of duh. What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Now, Don, this is going to get you here. This is really good. Okay? It's an article on Medical News Today. And here's the title. Regular cocaine and cannabis use may trigger addictive behavior.
No.
Isn't that the definition of addiction, is doing something regularly?
This is a great headline. I love this. If you take cocaine every day, you may have addictive behaviors. What?
Yeah.
No kidding,
yeah,
now, really.
Yeah, so anyway, the article goes on to say that research has shown that if you take cocaine and cannabis regularly, that you have addictive behavior and impulsive behavior and so forth, which is, by definition, if you do something regularly, it may not be called an addiction, but it's definitely leaning towards that, unless it's something like, you know, breathing. That's not really an addiction, something you have to do to survive.
No,
eating.
That's an involuntary, action.
Right,
but,
right. Breathing, eating, things that you have to do to sustain life. But here's the problem that I have with this. And again, this is, you'd always have to look at the words they're using. And so in this title, they're lumping cocaine and cannabis together as if they are drugs with equal deleterious effects. And I'm just going to have to disagree with that. I know the effects of cannabis. I know the positive effects that it has on cancerous tumors, the fact right. that it creates, stimulates apoptosis in the cells, it gets rid of cancer cells. And I know the effects of cocaine, and they are much, much different. And so while, yeah, you use every day, you may be considered to be exhibiting a addictive behavior. The problem that I have with articles like this is they continually lump hemp or cannabis in with harder drugs, which is completely unfair in my non-medical opinion.
Yeah, and you know what they completely miss, and you know this is an ongoing problem that fortunately the mainstream media is starting to acknowledge now, is that the addiction and abuse and negative effect of pharmaceutical drugs
mm-hmm.
have basically eclipsed the problem of the illicit drugs. You are seeing
yes.
abuse out there and addiction to opioids, painkillers, and
yes.
things that you know the kids can find in mom and dad's medicine cabinet, where they don't even have to go down around the corner in the alley in the dark, you know, and you know, buy the marijuana, buy the cocaine.
Right.
You know, they're out
drugs.
There on OxyContin, you know,
yes.
and Zoladid and Vicodin and stuff. Vicodin, which you know, incidentally, just this, I think it was this week. The FDA has decided to up now the availability and the restrictions on Vicodin and put it right up there with things like morphine and things of that nature
yeah.
because it's become a problem.
Well, here's the thing. They're, on the FDA's own website, they admit 100,000 deaths per year from legal prescription drugs, which includes the painkillers and so forth that you've just been mentioning. Here's something
right.
that's interesting. We had a few weeks ago, we had Dr. Irvin Sani, one of my good buddies, down here in San Antonio area. We had him on the show. He was talking about the fact that now when he prescribes hydrocodone or one of the other painkillers to his patients, they are now forcing him to test do a urine test on the patient to make sure that they have the drug in their urine, which shows the doctor that they've actually been taking them, because there's such a huge black market for them now.
Absolutely.
They're selling them. Yeah,
absolutely.
Isn't that wild?
There are people that will go into the ER room and say, oh, I got a backache, so they can get a prescription, turn around and sell them for, you know, whatever, $5 a piece, and it's a
yeah.
form of income.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Man, I can't believe it. The first hour's already done.
That went fast.
Wow.
I promise
wow.
I'll let you talk next hour.
Man, no, you keep on what you're doing, Don. It's going great. I enjoyed the conversation, as always, with you. So just hang tight, folks. Super Don and TMB are going to be back next hour. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to a few commercials. And I want you to remember during the break that the power to heal is yours.
Yay!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.